Hello there, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Marianne Penn.
And welcome to the second part of Chatterbox. We'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News and a second feature in which the antiques expert Mike Hicks looks at a brief history of sewing machines. But first, let's see what we have for you in this week's Information Desk.
Thank you, Mrs. Ellen Margaret Berry, for the stamps. We will add them to the Vision Norfolk's collection. Thank you, Jackie Carrison, for your kind donation. It will go to help provide future Chatterbox recordings. And thank you, Mrs. Violet Lutkins, for the delicious goodies that were dropped off at Chatterbox today. Our volunteers will enjoy partaking of your kind gifts.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Starbucks outside their premises at 19 to 20 Haymarket, Norwich, for a total of 5 tables and 20 chairs, Monday to Friday from 7am to 7pm and on Saturdays from 8:30am to 6:30pm to provide outside seating for customers. There'll be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. But if you have any comments or concerns relating to the application, you can address them by the 17th of December 2019 to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, telephone 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
The next four items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the fourth item. The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, the 9th of December, and sorry for the short notice.
And here's a reminder about art classes at the NNAB. There'll be a studio session on Wednesday, the 11th of December, at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Norwich. From 10am to 1pm, it'll cost £3, and that includes tea or coffee. This, like the others, is an open access supported session. Come as you are with your favourite craft for a knit and natter style class. Get support with those tricky bits, brainstorm ideas and share your passion for making with us. To book your place, contact Mark or Helen.
There will be a relief painting and mark making workshop on Wednesday, the 18th of December, again at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Norwich, from 10am to 1pm. It will cost £3, which includes tea or coffee. This session will focus on tactile alternatives to drawing and printmaking. We will work towards seasonal pieces, including autumnal clay tiles, hand-painted Christmas cards, gift wrap and decorations. To book your place, please contact Mark or Helen.
Now, what about creative writing? Have you got something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that'll give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The Creative Writing Club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 a session, and the next meeting is on Tuesday, the 17th of December. Now, the contact details for all those events are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
A new sight loss support group for working age people is set to launch next month, January, in Norwich. The Norwich Working Age Macular Society Support Group will meet for the first time on Saturday, the 11th of January, from 11am to 2pm at St Andrew's Brew House, 41 St Andrew's Street, Norwich, NR2 4TP. organized by leading sight loss charity, the Macular Society, working age support groups are aimed specifically at younger people with macular disease and other visual impairments, usually meeting in cafes or pubs at weekends. The meetings are informal, with friends and family also welcome. Members can share experiences and support each other on issues including working with sight loss, driving, technology, and entertainment. They will also be able to find out the latest on any new clinical trials, treatments, and genetic research and testing. Anna Marie Taylor, Macular Society Regional Manager, said, "We organize groups like this all over the UK, and they are incredibly popular. The peer support that these groups provide can be tremendously helpful. It's good to be able to learn from each other's experiences and get tips. Working age people from all over the region are welcome, along with friends and family. So if you live in Norwich or the surrounding area, why not come down? For more information about the group, please contact Anna Marie Taylor on 01-264-560-234 or 07787-248-815 or email annamarie.taylor@macularsociety.org. For more information on macular disease, call the Macular Society on 0300 303 0111 or email help@macularsociety.org.
And finally, why not join the NNAB at the Theatre Royal in Norwich for Matthew Bourne's production of The Red Shoes? It's on Saturday, the 22nd of February at 2:30, with an audio description and a touch tour. It costs £46.50 and payment is due at the time of booking by February the 10th of January 2020. To book, call Mark or Helen. I'm sure you know the number, 01603 973 216, or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk. And that's all we have from Information Desk this week.